Chiesa di Sant'Agostino, Church of St. Augustine, and Torre del Passero Solitario, Tower of the Solitary Sparrow. You have before you the Church of St. Augustine, and in the cloister of the church bearing the same name, there is the Tower of the Solitary Sparrow. The church dates back to the 12th century. Despite some restoration work, it preserves its long windows, which nowadays remain closed, with decorative elements made of terracotta. The portal, made of marble from Istria, was made by Giuliano da Maiano. The inside was restructured towards the end of the 17th century, following a plan by Bibbiena. The adorned altars, made of marble, were very carefully constructed and bear decorations by excellent painters such as Pomarancio, Fanelli, and Damiani. In the churchyard you can visit the tower, which was truncated by lightning and became famous through the famous poem Il Passero Solitario, The Solitary Sparrow. In the cloister of the church, there is the Museum of Contemporary Art, the Museo d'Arte Contemporanea, where you can visit the anthological exhibition Lorenzo Gigli, Pittore di Due Mondi, Lorenzo Gigli, Painter of Two Worlds. Lorenzo Gigli was born in Recanati in 1896 and died in Buenos Aires, Argentina, in 1983. In Italy, he participated in two biennial exhibitions in Venice. In 1928, when his work Maternità Rurale, Rural Maternity, was awarded, and in 1930, when he was invited, together with De Chirico, Morandi, and so on. In Argentina, in 1921, he promoted the presentation of the Futuristic Manifesto at the Cultural Institute of Buenos Aires. He was the director of the Academy in Buenos Aires until the 1970s, and his works are present in all of the most important museums in Argentina. Lorenzo Gigli is considered to be one of the most important designers of the 20th century.